Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this Thursday, May 27th edition of Public Health Matters. I'm Cindy Hilbish, coordinator for Ohio Buckeye Buckeyes, Coshocton County with Coshocton County Health Department. Let's talk about car seat safety. Per the Center for Disease Control, injuries due to transportation are the leading cause of death among children in the United States. In 2018, in fact, 636 children 12 years and younger died in motor vehicle traffic crashes, and more than 97,000 were injured. Child restraint systems are often used incorrectly. An estimated 59% of car seats and 20% of booster seats are misused in a way that could reduce their effectiveness. Whether you're expecting your first child, have older children, or are a grandparent or caregiver watching children, consider taking a car seat class. I'll share how to sign up for that in a second, but first, here are some basic car seat safety facts from Safe Ride News. First tip, use a rear-facing car seat as long as possible. Never turn baby face forward before age one, and as long as your child still fits the car seat's height and weight limits, keep them rear-facing, because the back of the rear-facing car seat supports a baby's or toddler's large head and weak neck, lowering the chance of serious injury in a crash. Number two, know when to transition from one seat to the next. Check the car seat's label or manual for height and weight limits. Baby is too tall when the top of the head is less than 1 inch from the top of the car seat. When a baby becomes too tall or heavy for a rear-facing only car seat with a carry handle, she can keep riding rear-facing using a convertible car seat then. Typically, convertible car seats can be used rear-facing up to 30 to 50 pounds. Once the car seat's rear-facing weight limit is reached or the head is less than an inch from the top of the car seat, a child can ride facing forward. It's best to keep your child in the five-point harness of a forward-facing convertible seat until the child is 4 years old and reaches their car seat's height and weight limit. A child should then use a booster seat. Tip three, use a booster seat through a child's 8th birthday. Ohio's child passenger law states children under 8 years old must be properly restrained in a booster seat or other appropriate car seat unless they are 4'9" or taller. Booster seats raise your child up so that the safety belt fits properly. Shoulder belts should cross the chest, not the neck, and lap belts should rest on the hip or pelvis, never on the stomach. Lastly, children should sit in the back seat until they're at least 13 years old. In a crash, an opening airbag can injure or kill a child. The danger is greatest for rear-facing children. However, older children are also at risk. If a child must sit in the front seat due to traveling in a sports car or pickup truck that has very small or no back seat, make sure the airbag is turned off. Check the car's manual for more information about airbags. This just scratches the surface of car seat safety. If you haven't taken a car seat class, I encourage you to schedule for one of our virtual classes. Just call 740-295-7314. We also provide free car seats and booster seats to income-eligible families. Thanks for listening. Tune in here for Public Health Matters every Thursday at 12:30. Have a good rest of your day.